You there, bud?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, you there?
Are you still there?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Barb?
Are you okay?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach?
Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Charlie. Quit telling me minutiae in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say, well, what does Charlie know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works. Or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still funny after all these years. Almost 8 o'clock here on The Ticket. Got the morning musers, and yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week, and it's brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. As promised, we have a dog, a bear trap, and a pretty bad sports point. We'll start off with the dog. Cirque de Soleil, that's Cash and Mike. They do their Saturday show. Very funny show. And it was pretty funny this Saturday because, you know, Soroy's told us, Mike, that is, he's recently adopted a dog. He rescued a dog. And I don't think he's ever owned a dog before, and he's all about this dog. He loves this dog. Loves this dog so much, he didn't want to leave it at home when he did the show on Saturday, so he brought the moron dog up to the studio. And we call it that because the dog not only went to the air bathroom in the studio, I think he left a souvenir for our cleaning crew here in the studio. And it overwhelmed Mike's brother Cash so much that he started getting the gag reflex when he caught a whiff of this.
And they were missing so many opportunities in game two. So many runners left in scoring position. They were getting so many hits when there was nobody, when there was nothing at stake. And there was the hits were not coming.
That's in a bit of a situation in studio here.
So, Ranger,
who's our lowest ranking? Simon. Bad dog?
I'm not going to be able to sit through here.
That's not.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
Give him a napkin.
We
could use a few napkins. What do I do?
We're the show for the P1s, not for me.
Right.
It's okay.
We're down.
I love you. I love you, Simon.
We're down 0-2, and it just got worse.
Sorry.
Mid-sentence. Mid-ranger thought.
You were actually talking, and then you, like, look over your left shoulder like, that's got to be.
Something hit me that wasn't anything else.
That does sound like two guys just sitting around drinking as this goes on as well. Mm-hmm.
It's a good line with down 0-2 and just got worse.
Yeah. And was his ranger point going anywhere once he caught a whiff of what the dog had just done?
No.
And I believe that is a first. Number two here in the studio. They did a good job.
I think Doogie did that once.
Oh, yeah. I think he did, too. Okay. It was the second time that happened.
You know, they never said what had happened.
Yeah.
They just laughed about it.
You did a good job of describing it.
At the end, he said he crapped.
I think at the very end. Yeah, I think I may have talked over him saying he crapped. Mm. Yeah, that was a tough one. And that is the dog's name Simon?
Simon.
Yeah, Simon is up for an e-break. And so is one Gordon Keith.
Uh-oh.
Because when we were out in Fairview last Friday, we sent Gordo out with the wireless microphone.
Hmm. Oh, this is going to be my bear
trap. And he stumbled into a bear trap of all bear traps.
Are you married, Shannon?
No, I'm not.
Way to go, George. Okay.
Nice. What did I have to do with that? Nice, Gordon.
Well, she was married when she walked in here, and then after you chatted her up, now all of a sudden she's not married.
Shannon and I get along great.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Way to go, Gordon.
That's a way to go, Gordon.
Man, you stepped.
Worse for you.
Okay.
My husband passed away 13 years ago.
Oh, and then she laughs.
Got sick and passed away.
Man, did you step in a bear trap or what?
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
Turn red.
I know, I'm turning red here. So, okay, so of natural causes?
No.
Okay, nice. Gordon.
Do you want me to keep making it worse for you?
Is there something worse?
Christmas Eve, he committed suicide.
Oh, my God. Gordon. Just stop it. Will you just stop it?
This is the worst bear trap I've ever stepped in, Shannon. So congratulations.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Are you congratulating her on that story?
No, not on that story.
What kind of sicko are you?
No, not on the story. Stop it.
It just kept getting worse.
Gosh, that is so tense.
She's such a sweet woman, too. No.
Christmas Eve, yeah. He committed suicide. Just didn't, those two awful. Words going together.
Awful.
Didn't she also say that that was 13 years ago and that they have a 13-year-old son?
Yeah, she told me off the air that their son was 9 months old when this happened. So congratulations,
George. What do you
have
to say for yourself, Gordon? I'm sorry. I will never do it again.
No, I asked the questions that other reporters are scared to ask.
Clearly, yes, that is true.
That the liberal media is too scared to ask.
So you have stepped in a lot of bear traps over the years. Was that the worst?
Oh, absolutely.
You've never turned red before.
Absolutely.
Man.
But once again, it's the liberal media who...
That's making a big deal about
it. Yeah, that's making a big deal about
it. I'm part of the liberal media because I bring this up.
I need to mobilize you guys against the liberal media.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, that's Gordo up for an e-break. And we also have from Channel 8 one Cynthia Izaguirre.
Oh, no.
Who brought up this as a sports point the night after the Rangers were eliminated from the postseason.
Well, we want to thank you so much for watching tonight. And before we say goodnight, you know, I meant to say this to Dale earlier. Yeah, I know the Rangers lost. I know it's painful. But golly, they're healthy. They've got great jobs. And maybe there's next year.
And they lost. That's what the sports fans are thinking. But maybe there is next year. We'll see. See you again tonight at 10.
They're healthy.
Oh, my God.
They're healthy. And maybe, just maybe, if things work out, there'll be a 2017 season. I don't know. Franchise may fold by next year.
That is up in the air, yes. Yeah.
They could go out of business.
She needs to realize that everyday sort of gratefulness and hopefulness doesn't apply to the sports world. When you don't just thank
the best
Lord
record
that
in the American League.
And you have a good job.
And you get swept out of the playoffs. It's not really the best time to bring out
a good job.
All right, one more time.
Well, we want to thank you so much for watching tonight. And before we say goodnight, you know, I meant to say this to Dale earlier. Yeah, I know the Rangers lost. I know it's painful. But golly, they're healthy. They've got great jobs. And maybe there's next year.
And they lost. That's what the sports fans are thinking. But maybe there is next year. We'll see. See you again tonight at 10.
They're healthy.
I don't understand the yelling.
I don't think she thought John McKay understood. Just how healthy they are.
It's kind of off mic, so it does sound like security was escorting her out as she looks back over her shoulder and doubles down on her point.
I would have paid a lot of money to have her say that to Dale, just to see what his reaction would have been.
Yeah. No. All right, so those are your three candidates. Simon the Dog, Gordo, or Cynthia Izaguirre. 888-787-1310. Here we go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Texas. One thing that doesn't make me gag is Vaginal Slice Bourbon.
Well, it should. And it shouldn't be said on the air. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Hemorrhoidal Discomfort. Please bring back Cookie Talk.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
You're on IM Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Georgie. Hey, I want to vote for that moron dog, just so you know. Love you, go Red Raiders.
Okay, see ya. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, good morning to you. Do you believe in the Mean Green, George?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay, of course you do. Well, golly, you guys are healthy and you have great jobs, so I'm going to responsibly vote for Cynthia Izaguirre.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I would like to vote for one Gordon Keith and Kenneth Bone for the U.S. president.
All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Musers, this guy I know, I mean, well, actually, he was my frown. I told him to listen to the ticket, and he heard Gordo insult that woman, and it made him get sick and pass away.
Okay, we're very sorry for your loss, sir, but thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? No,
that's weird.
No, no. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station.
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Simon and Ashley Wilkerson's Freaky Fast Frankenstein Finger.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Gordon, you just didn't step in a bear trap. You stepped in Simon's dog crap as well. That was a big one, man. But I got to cast my vote for the dog because taking a dump in the studio was just too funny.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
And the Rangers are gay. I mean, they're really gay.
Okay, there's a Cynthia vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I mean, how can it not be Gordon? Jesus Christ.
Whoa, dude, come on, man. Don't take the Lord's name in vain like that. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for the widow's husband, Deacon Perfect Market.
Yes. That's a Gordon vote, and if it is, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Gordon Keith wins the emergency break of the week.
Are you married, Shannon?
No, I'm not.
Way to go, George.
Okay. Nice. What do I have to do with that?
Nice, Gordon.
Well, she was married when she walked in here, and then after you chatted her up, now all of a sudden she's not married.
Shannon and I get along great.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Way to go, Gordon.
That's a way to go, Gordon.
Man, you stepped.
Worse for you.
Okay.
My husband passed away 13 years ago.
And then she laughs.
Got sick and passed away.
Man, did you step in a bear trap or what?
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
Turn red.
I know, I'm turning red here. So, okay, so of natural causes?
No.
Okay,
nice, Gordon.
Do you want me to keep making it worse for you?
Is there something worse?
Christmas Eve, he committed suicide.
Gordon! Just stop it. Will you just stop it?
This is the worst bear trap I've ever, ever stepped in, Shannon. So congratulations.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Are you congratulating her on that story?
No, not on that story.
What kind of sicko are you?
Oh, no, not on the story. Stop it.
Man. How many is that for Gordo?
That's his 70th win. He's 11 behind Norman. Grab him by the hitskis.
All right, Gordo.
I can't believe I won for that. That should be on her.
Her?
Yes.
She didn't ask to be interviewed by
you. She knew what was coming, and she unfolded it perfectly.
All right, it's 8:12 on the ticket.